In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We continue with the Joseph story, the beautiful story of Joseph. And I look at chapter 46, verse 26. "And all the souls that went with Jacob into Egypt, that came out of his thigh, besides his sons' wives, which were 66, and the sons of Joseph that were born to him in the land of Egypt, 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob that entered into Egypt were 70. And he sent Judah before him to Joseph to tell him that he should meet him in Goshen. And when he was come, Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet his father in the same place. And seeking him, he fell upon his neck, and embracing his father, he wept." This is a very emotional experience. Joseph was told to the father to be dead, and Joseph is the one that saves the world, really, that saves Egypt, because of the dreams that he had and that he interpreted. This is Joseph. This is Joseph meeting his father. He was the favorite of his father, he and Benjamin. And Joseph weeps and weeps. I could imagine that it was not only weeping, but there was a bellowing of noise coming from his innermost being when he saw the father. "And when he was come thither," I read that, "and the father said to Joseph, now I am ready to die with joy, because I have seen your face, and I leave you alive. And Joseph said to his brethren and to all his father's house, I will go up and will tell Pharaoh and will say to him, my brethren and my father's house that were in the land of Canaan are come to me. And the men are shepherds, and their occupation is to feed cattle, their flocks and their herds, and all that they have brought with them. And when he shall call you, and you shall say, what is your occupation? You shall say, we are thy servants, and we are shepherds from our infancy until now, both we and our fathers. And this you shall say, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, because the Egyptians have all shepherds in abomination." So I tell you, because Joseph was favored, his whole family is going to be favored. There is nothing like the favor of God. Nothing like the favor of God. The favor of God is the best thing that a person can have. And I'm telling you, there is nothing like it, to have his favor, to have his favor upon you, that whatever you touch, the Lord will bring grace and glory out of it. There is nothing like having the favor of God. And let me just tell you, there's nothing worth losing the favor of God. No friendship, no relationship, no pornography, no abortion. There is nothing worth losing the favor of God. Living with someone that's not your husband, or living with someone that's not your life, I tell you, the favor of God is so important. Catherine Kuhlman tells the story that she fell in love with the man and she married him. His name was Blackie. And she loved him with all her heart. But you know what? He was divorced, or he had another family. And let me tell you, God took the favor from Catherine Kuhlman, just took it right off of her. And until she was ready to give up her love for Jesus Christ, to give up her love, that's when the time of miracles began, when she was able to die to the one that she loved and she left him. I tell you, there is nothing worth losing the favor of God. Nothing, nothing, nothing. "Then Joseph went in and told Pharaoh, saying, my father and my brethren, their sheep and their herds, and all they possess, are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they stay in the land of Goshen. 5 men also, the last of his brethren, he presented before the king. And he asked them, "What is your occupation?" And they answered, "We, your servants, are shepherds, both we and our fathers. We have come to sojourn in your land, because there is no grass for the flocks of thy servants, and the famine being very grievous in the land of Canaan. And we pray thee to give orders that we, your servants, may be and live in the land of Goshen." I tell you, this is all because of the favor of God that's on Joseph. And the king therefore said to Joseph, "Your father and your brethren are come to thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. Make them dwell in the best place." Here it is again, the favor of God. "Make them dwell in the best place, and give them the land of Goshen. And if you know that there are industrious men among them, make them rulers over my cattle." See, the favor of God extends not only to Joseph, but to his brothers, all because of Joseph. The favor of God comes from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ favors people. And he doesn't favor people so that they will become rich. He favors people so that they will bless people. Now, they may become rich in the process, but that's not why he favors people. He favors people so that they can tend the sheep. Remember what he said, Io sono il buon pastore. I am the good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd, and he anoints men to be shepherds after the sheep, after the heart of Jesus. We see this very, very clearly, that when Jesus anoints someone and you have his favor, it's so that you will be able to help his people. It's always like that, because the Lord loves his people that he has gained through the blood that he shed on the cross. Let me continue. "We have come to sojourn in your land, because there is no grass for the flocks of thy servants, the famine being very grievous in the land of Canaan. And we pray thee to give orders that we, your servants, may be in the land of Goshen." The king therefore said to Joseph, "Your father and your brethren are come to thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. Make them dwell in the best place, and give them the land of Goshen." After this, Joseph brought in his father to the king, and presented him before the king, and he blessed him. And being asked by him, "How many are the days of your years of life?" He's asking Jacob, "How old are you?" He answered, "The days of my pilgrimage are 130 years few, and evil that they are not come up to the days of the pilgrimage of my fathers." And blessing the king, he went out. But Joseph gave a possession to his father and his brethren in Egypt, in the best place of the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh has commanded. So we see that not only that Joseph is favored by God, but we see Jacob blessing the pagan king. Jacob blessing the pagan king, the pagan Pharaoh. This favor of God rested on Jacob. Remember, Esau sold his birthright for a pot of lentils. How foolish. How foolish. Listen, don't sell your birthright for $1,000,000,000,000,000. Don't sell your birthright for anything that can be destroyed. It is Jesus Christ who favors us. It is Jesus Christ who favors you. Do not sell your birthright for $1,000,000,000,000. It's not worth it. I told you the story. I was having a hard day one day, and I was at the Hilltop, and they have, lottery cards, you know, that you scratch. And I said, "You know what? I know I'm not supposed to buy one, but I'm going to buy one today." I was very rebellious. But when I was walking up to the window, I never reached the window. The Lord said, "You can provide for yourself, but if you provide for yourself, I will not provide for you." So I said, I'm not buying any lottery tickets. I'm telling you that much. Lord doesn't want me to have them. I'm not going to have them. I need his provision. I need his blessing. I need his anointing. I need his favor. Without the favor of God, I wouldn't be on radio speaking to you today. Don't lose his favor. Don't lose his favor. I don't care. No person is worth the favor of God being lost. No relationship is worth the favor of God being lost. Let me tell you that. Nothing is worth losing God's favor. Nothing. $1 trillion. No. I'd rather have God's favor and a hot dog, because I know that God favors me and he will continue to open doors that he has opened. I remember one of the ways the Lord has favored me is that he told me many years ago that he would send people from all around the world to me. I have had priests that have come to me from all around the world. Father Joseph is with me now from Ghana. He came 2 years ago. Father Joshi has just got his doctorate, and he's with me from India. He'll be leaving soon. That's another story. I've had them from the Holy Land. I've had them from Italy. I've had them from Nigeria. And you know what? The favor of God has me welcome people, not throw them away. You know, people say, but, you know, they disturb your way. No, they don't disturb. They're blessing, because God said he was going to send them. And when God says he's going to send them, he's going to send them. I can tell you, he is faithful. The Lord is faithful. For in the whole world, there was want of bread, and a famine had oppressed the land, more especially of Egypt and Canaan, out of which he gathered all the money for the corn which they bought, and brought it into the king's treasure. And when the buyers wanted money, all Egypt came to Joseph, saying, give us bread. Why should we die in thy presence, having now no money? See, Joseph is the one in charge. The people in Egypt come to Joseph. Go to Joseph. Go to Joseph. He is the one in charge. He will sell you the corn. He will sell you the wheat. He will do that. He is in charge of the Lord of the Pharaoh's goods. And he answered them, bring me your cattle, and for them I will give you food, if you have no money. And when they had brought them, he gave them food in exchange for their horses, their sheep, their oxen, their donkeys, and he maintained them that year for the exchange of their cattle. And they came the second year and said to him, we will not hide from our Lord how that our money is spent, and our cattle also are gone. Neither are you ignorant that we have nothing now left but our bodies and our lands. Why therefore shall we die before thy eyes? We will be thine, both we and our lands. Buy us to be the king's servants, and give us seed, lest for want of tillers the land be turned into a wilderness. So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt, every man selling his possessions, because of the greatness of the famine, and he brought it to Pharaoh's hands. Let me just tell you that now, there is a famine in the United States. There is a famine. And I'm not talking about bread and butter. There is a famine of the Word of God. There is a famine of God's Word being proclaimed and God's Word being preached. There is a famine. People go from north to south and east to west, and they don't find the Word of God. It tells us that in Amos 8, that in the last days there would be a famine, not of bread, not of wheat, but of the Word of God. And people would go from north to south to east and west and would go looking for the Word of God. Let me tell you, we have in our hearts that empty place that only God can fill. And I'm telling you, people go into the occult, people go into things like that because they're looking for God in all the wrong places. There is a famine of the preached Word of God. People don't know Jesus from Mickey Mouse. I was just told that some friend of mine went to a graduation, and it was a beautiful graduation. It was secular. God was not even mentioned. Isn't that wonderful? God was not even mentioned. You know, give my regards to Broadway. Yeah, God was not even mentioned. But you want to know what? It could be like that in Catholic graduations too. Father, Mother God, give me a break. You know what I'm saying? Give me a royal break. No, we are in a famine, and the famine is not of bread, but the famine is in the Word of God. People do not know the Scriptures. They do not know the promises of God. They are blind, and no one has shown them those promises. No one has broken up the Word of God for them so that they could eat. And I'm telling you, that's real. That's absolutely real. The famine of the Word of God. People say, you know, I'm looking someplace because I'm hungry. I'm not fed. We are fed with the Eucharist, but we're also fed with the Word of God. It is important that people be fed with the Word of God, because God's Word is truth. Please, please, please delve into your Bible. Read the Joseph cycle. Read it and see the favor of a man. Read it and see that God's Word produces what it says it's going to produce. Joseph would be the one who would bless his whole family. Why? Because he had a dream, and that dream was real, and he had the favor of God. He didn't go lightly. He went through hardship, very much hardship. He went to two jails. He didn't do anything wrong, but the Scripture keeps on saying, but the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. Please, please, please start to read your Bible. Start to see the tremendous, tremendous food that God gives us in His Word. Like just now, we are preparing for Pentecost. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. How we need that power, how we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, how we need to speak in other languages, how we need to be prophetic, how we need the Word of God. My friends, this is real. This is real. We are going to be having in July, and I'll tell you more about it, the School of the Holy Spirit that lasts a whole week. And we praise God, and we dance, and we sing, and the Word of God is broken by people who love Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. One person that's going to be coming is Danny Stein. Danny Stein. Hallelujah. We have Danny Stein coming to Boston. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you that the Word of God needs to be proclaimed. The Word of God needs to be experienced. There is a famine. We are in the famine of the Word of God, and it's been like that since a long time. A long time. We are in a famine. People don't know their left hand from their right, like the people of Nineveh. They didn't know their left hand from their right, and yet what happened? What happened? They did repent at the word of Jonah. I tell you, friends, we are in a famine of the Word of God. Yesterday, the Scripture said that the Father gave you and me as a gift to Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? That the Father gave you and me as a gift to Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Yesterday, the reading says, I'm coming soon, O Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. I'm coming soon. Do we need you, Lord? But before you come, we pray for your absolute glorious presence to come upon your people. Oh, how we need your presence. How we need the Word of God. How we need the Eucharist. How we need confession. How we need the sacraments. How we need everything that God has given us on the way to heaven. How we need that. But you see what I'm saying? We have a famine of the Word of God. Just think about it. How many times when you go to church, it could be Protestant too, that the minister or the priest mentions the holy name of Jesus. Just mentioning the holy name of Jesus. I'm telling you, that name is the name above all names. That name is the name in which we live and move and have our being. That name is our salvation, for there is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. How many times do people mention the name of Jesus? Jesus Christ the Lord, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus who died for our sins, Jesus who rose from the dead. See, there is a famine. There is a famine. And you know, people talk about God generically, but you see, God generically isn't enough. People say as long as they believe in God, well, the Muslims believe in God, but he's not our God. He's the moon God. No, the God that we believe in is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who became man in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. The God we believe in is that the Father so loved you and so loved me and so loved us that he sent his Son into the world as the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? That the Son has not come to condemn you. I don't care what your sins are. The Son has not come to condemn you, but the Son has given you freedom and wants to give you forgiveness. Hallelujah. We're talking about the Son of God who bore our wounds and carried our infirmities, the one who died for our sins, the one who rose from the dead. How is the resurrection preached in parishes, Catholic and Protestant? That the resurrection is our life. It is the risen Lord that we believe in. That this Jesus is not dead. He is not buried. He is alive. Hallelujah. That he rose from the dead. And that because of his resurrection, all things are possible to those who believe. There is a famine of the Word of God. There is a famine of the name of Jesus. There is a famine of faith. Oh, yes. Faith. I'm telling you, faith. There is a problem in the faith world that people don't believe, that they would rather not believe than believe. We have all been schooled in the school of unbelief. Yes, the world has taught us how to be schooled in the world of unbelief. There is a big, big, big faith gap. People do not have faith. Like, I had someone that came to me the other day, and she told me a story. You know, the story is that she was born, and the next day, her mother died, so she never knew a mother. And I prayed into that, asking Mary to be her mother and to take all that pain. You know, this is real. People really need God. People really need Jesus. It's more than psychology. It's more than philosophy. It's more than religion. It's Jesus. It's the Lord. It's the King. It's the one who gave his life for us. Oh, yes. And how is he preached? How is he loved? How is he proclaimed? My Lord, there is a famine of the name of Jesus. There is a famine of the name of Jesus. I thank God for people like Father Matt. I thank God for people like Eric, Father Eric. I thank God for Father Joseph that they mention the name of Jesus, that talks about Jesus. Oh, you know, everyone doesn't talk about Jesus. They don't know him. How can you talk about him if you don't know him? And that's the whole thing, that we are called to know him. We are called to know him. We are called to know him. Do you know him? Do you love him? Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? Have you given him your life? Are you trusting in him? Let me tell you, nothing compares to Jesus. Nothing compares to Jesus. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Heavenly Father, I ask you to baptize us in the Holy Spirit. I ask you, Lord, to fill us with your Spirit. I pray, God, that your anointing would be upon us in the holy name of Jesus, that we who are hearing these words might be so filled with the Holy Ghost that, my Lord, Jesus would come out of our mouths. Jesus would come out of our hearts. That we would proclaim Jesus to everyone that we meet, one at a time. Oh, yes, that we would proclaim Jesus. Jesus, his name is Jesus, and he is the Lord, and he suffered and died for you, and he rose from the dead for you. Just tell him, I believe. I believe, Lord Jesus. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you washed away my sins. I believe that you call me to new life. Save me by your blood, Jesus. Save me by your blood and give me the Holy Spirit. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God best way that I can, telling you about the famine of the Word of God. Read God's Word. Read God's Word. Read God's Word. Allow that Word to take root in you. A famine of the Word of God. Listen, I need to hear from you because we have to pay our bills. WROL and WEZE costs us almost $100,000 just for those two stations. I'm on every day on WEZE at 11:15 in the morning, 9:45 in the evening, and 3 in the morning on WEZE. That's 590. And I'm on every day on WROL at 11:30. Please mail your checks to Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Lord, we love you, and we love Jesus. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.